And joining us now to explore a bit further what exactly Hamid Karzai could do to bring peace and security to Afghanistan is Ambassador Carl Inderfirth. He's a former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs. Mr. Inderfirth, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you, Noah.
We hear in Jackie Lydon's report a lot of hope and optimism, at least in Kabul. What is your view from here?
Well, I think from here you have to look at this optimistically. As we've already heard from Ambassador Dobbins, this is a real opportunity for Afghanistan to have a peaceful transfer of power, to establish a government. I think that you have optimism because I think the Afghan people are tired of 2 decades of war. The international community is clearly making a major commitment to help Afghanistan now. And you also have a new generation of Afghan leaders, including Hamid Karzai. These are not the warlords of the past. So I think there are reasons for optimism, but it's going to be a tough task, no doubt about it.
We heard Jackie Lydon say that the fellow who's been called the ferocious Uzbek leader, Abdul Rashid Dostum, was resisting this transition, but is going to show up in Kabul tomorrow for the affair. What do you think of that?
Well, I've met General Dostum, and he is one of the true Afghan warlords. The fact that he is not in the interim government is a good thing. The fact that you have other leaders coming to the fore is important, but the fact that he is going there suggests that he is not going to take a standoff approach, that he wants to be involved in some fashion. So, again, I would look at this optimistically, but the task that Mr. Karzai has to reach across all of the ethnic divisions there will be Herculean.
And he has about 6 months to get a good start. There will be a Loya Jirga convened within 6 months to be opened by the former king, Mohammed Zaire. What happens at that particular meeting? What's the goal of that?
Well, the Loya Jirga is a traditional Afghan way of reaching consensus on governmental arrangements and leadership. It will be a large gathering. Several hundred people, I think, will be involved. But right now, I think Hamid Karzai can't be thinking about the Loya Jirga. I think that he has three things that he has to do immediately. One is on the humanitarian side. There are 7 million Afghans at risk, 1.5 million children. They need food to survive, and I think that that's going to be a first task. They also have to see landmines removed so that these deliveries can be made, which is a major problem in Afghanistan. They have to stabilize the country, and I think the International Peacekeeping Force can help, but they have to do things themselves, and they have to start planning for reconstruction, and that is going to be something that is going to take years to accomplish. But again, the international community, in fact, there was just a donors conference in Brussels meeting just the last 2 days. The international community can do a great deal in this regard.
Chairman Karzai is also facing quite a snowy winter, and that's going to hurt things there.
Well, it will, but of course the Afghans are quite accustomed to snowy winters. What they have to do, though, is to have the transportation routes made safe for delivery. That is still a problem. The International Peacekeeping Force will only be deployed in Kabul and the vicinity, so you have a lot of opportunities for others out in the countryside to disrupt or to make it more difficult to deliver that assistance. So the winter they can deal with because they've done it before, but they have to open up those transportation routes to get medical and food supplies through.
In this case, as in many other cases in the past, other countries, we hear about free and fair elections 2 years from, let's say, next spring. Do you think that could ever happen for Afghanistan?
Oh, I do. I think it could happen, but it is a longer-term objective. I mean, two and a half years out. They've got many political and governmental steps to accomplish before then.
Thank you, Ambassador Inderfirth.
Yes, of course.
Carl Inderfirth, Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs during the Clinton administration. He's now a professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington University.